This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
All right. Welcome to VMware Talk with Azmir.
And Amir.
We are both product managers at VMware. I'm the product manager for VMware Server.
And I manage ESXi.
These are both VMware's free virtualization products. And today, we're going to talk about the differences between the two. So with that, we're going to take caller number one. Go ahead.
Hey, Amir and Azmir. This is Diane from San Jose.
Hi,
Long
Diane.
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Diane, is that with one N or two Ns?
One N. And anyway, I'm an IT administrator for a small company, but we are growing fast. We doubled the number of employees last quarter, and our customer base is expanding at about the same rate. So that's the good news. The bad news is IT can't keep up. And as you can imagine, I just don't have a lot of money and resources to expand.
You too, huh?
Yeah, I guess it's probably a pretty common problem out there. But anyway, I was talking to my brother-in-law at a barbecue over the weekend. He's also in IT. He's kind of a know-it-all. But he actually maybe gave me some good advice. He was mentioning to me about VMware Server and how this just might be the ticket to solve my problems. Number one, it's free. And number two, it could really help me with my growing IT needs. So I went on to your website at VMware.com to check it out and download it. And I see you have another free product called ESXi. So now I'm confused. Which one do I use?
So this brother-in-law of yours, is he a know-it-all?
Totally a know-it-all. But, you know, occasionally he actually is right about some stuff. So this might be one of those times.
Well, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm going to sound a lot like him, but let me try to help you out here. So, you know, both Server and VMware ESXi do the same thing, which is it allows you to virtualize your server, meaning that it takes a physical host and breaks it up into multiple virtual machines. VMware Server is very popular. We've had it out there since 2006. We've had more than 3 million downloads.
Wow.
So a lot of people are using it. Both products allow you to take a physical host and break it up into multiple virtual machines. That's great. Both products support a range of operating systems. You can run both Windows and Linux virtual machines side by side. They're super easy to use.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And then as you pointed out, they're free downloads from VMware.com. But there are differences. I'm going to highlight four that are really key. So the first one is the fact that with VMware Server, it's an application. So it installs on top of an existing operating system, so you don't need a dedicated server.
Okay.
The second is that it is what we call a hosted architecture, and it is because it runs on top of an OS. So the good news is it installs as an application. The bad news is it's only as good as the underlying operating system.
Hmm.
So are you going to use this on Linux or Windows? Do you know?
Windows, probably.
Okay, great. The third thing is that generally the use case for server is around a single physical host that you partition out. And in terms of management, we deliver a management interface using a web browser.
Okay.
So super simple to go use any standard browser that you have on your desktop.
I like that.
And the fourth thing is the majority of use cases out there that we see is for test and dev. And so these are typically smaller workloads. People are trying out very specific use cases like testing out patches.
Okay, well, you know, I kind of like to start out with test and dev stuff, you know, test this out, check it out, see what this virtualization is all about, really, and get familiar with it. But my goal is actually to virtualize my Exchange server. So is this product good for that?
Well, I'm going to pass it on to Amir here. I think he's got some more goodies to share with you.
Well, if you have more demanding workloads, ESXi is probably the right solution for you. As Amir pointed out, there are four key differences. The first one is that ESXi does require its own dedicated server.
Okay.
Do you have a server that you could dedicate to ESXi?
Well, I have a couple of old machines hanging around, you know, so maybe one of them I could use for that, yeah.
How old is the machine? Can you tell me a little bit about it?
It's about a year plus old, and got 4 gig of memory, dual socket, dual core server.
That's perfect. That will do the trick. You know, clearly if you have a beefier server with more memory or more processors, you can consolidate more VMs on it.
Mm-hmm.
But what you have is perfect for the job. The second difference is that ESXi is OS independent. It means that you're not required to have an operating system on the server before installing ESXi.
Okay.
ESXi itself will run on bare metal, and as a result, it's more performant. It gives you near native hardware speed, so your applications, the demanding ones like Exchange Server, can run in a VM, and they will perform just as they would on a normal server.
Cool. Great.
The third difference is you will need a remote PC from which you log on. You don't have the one-on-one interaction with ESXi. So you have to download VI Client. It actually comes with the ESXi image that you download from VMware.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you install the application on the PC, and you log in remotely to the ESXi server, and you have access to your VMs that way.
Now, does that PC have to be a dedicated PC for this purpose?
Not at all. VI Client is an application that runs side-by-side with your other applications.
Okay.
And the fourth difference is, we've already alluded to this, is it does handle more demanding workloads, demanding database tasks, demanding email applications, and it is an enterprise-class product.
Well, you know, that's good to hear, because if I do virtualize my Exchange server, I need to know that I've got some rock-solid reliability and some strong performance. Obviously, you know, that can't go down, or I'm going to be in big trouble.
Do you know what you might want to do next?
You know, actually, I haven't really thought beyond that. I think if I can get this going, you know, you guys said this is pretty easy to install and simple to use. Is there something that's online when I go to download this that can give me some guidance here?
There's actually a pretty nice set of documentation on VMware.com that allows you to manage ESXi pretty quickly. Yeah, you can get it up and running within about 10 minutes.
Didn't you do a podcast last week on this?
In fact, I did. That podcast was called Virtualize in Minutes with VMware ESXi.
In minutes.
In minutes.
In minutes, all right. I like that.
We advertise 10 minutes or less, and it is a true number. No false advertisement here. But in any case, the other critical thing is ESXi will allow you to scale. So once you start out with one server and you decide you like ESXi, you can download ESXi for additional servers and eventually purchase VI and Virtual Center. And that way you can consolidate your entire virtual infrastructure and manage them centrally.
Wow. Well, you know, I don't know that I need something like that right away, but the way this company is growing, I can imagine scalability is going to be really important to me going forward. So, great.
All right. Well, make sure you download ESXi from VMware.com, and don't forget to listen to the companion podcast.
Wow. This has been great, you guys. Thanks for helping me out. You know, it's great that VMware offers a choice. Really appreciate your time, and now I know what to do, and I guess I'm maybe even a little smarter than my know-it-all brother-in-law, because he isn't aware of ESXi.
Well, you sound like a pretty sharp cookie yourself.
Bye, guys.
See you, Diane.